The earliest documents which mention Parmigiano-Reggiano cheese date back to 1254. Its production in Sorania has been documented by historical records since the 1500s. Prince Casimiro Meli Lupi ordered the building of the cheese factory, which today houses the Museum of Parmigiano-Reggiano. The factory was presumably built in the late 1840s. The building is in the neoclassical style, with a circular floor plan and a colonnade. This choice of design showed great originality, and even today it is the only existing building of this type. The inside space of the museum was set up as a cheese factory in the beginning of the 1900s, and in this room is found the first part of the visit itinerary, which shows the different phases of the processing of milk into Parmigiano-Reggiano. In the 1900s, two additional rooms were added to the historical building, a salting room and a milk room. Here, the sections of the museum concerning the later steps of processing have been set up. In the downstairs salting room can be found the second part of the visit, regarding salting and the history of the finished product and its use in gastronomy. In the upstairs milk room is found the third part of the visit, and contains sections relating to seasoning, product marketing, and the history of the Parmigiano-Reggiano Consortium.